So this morning, we're moving a little bit out of the ordinary in our normal flow of church to dedicate children to the Lord. And then we're going to do something that we've never really done. And at the end, after we've prayed for these families and for their children, we're going to ask them to come back up one more time. So all of you guys, like when we've dedicated your children, you can go and hang in the back or go out into the atrium. But at the end, we're going to ask you to come up and we're going to do this little bit of thing where I'm going to make a declaration. It'll be up here on the screens for you guys to read. And then there's going to be a response that I'm going to ask of the parents. And then there's going to be somewhere I'm going to read and I'm going to ask a response from the church. When we were visiting our daughter's church back in New York, they were having a baby dedication on that day. And I went, we need to do this. It was so beautiful. It was so great. And it really connected the congregation with their brothers and sisters in the Lord and their families and in the other way as well. So here we go. Now, I know there was a couple of people that aren't here, so I'm going to read names. And if they're not here, John's going to let me know who's not here. But we're going to start Daniel and Mary Dubiaga. They're going to bring up their little child, Isaiah. And Paul and Rebecca Four are bringing their little boy, age 2, Malcolm Emmanuel, up here. And we're going to pray for them together as we have 20 kids this morning to dedicate. So we're going to kind of bundle them. Father, we come to you this morning, and we're so thankful that you are the good and perfect giver of gifts. There's no shadow of changing with you, and every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights. And so, Lord, we come to you now, Lord, as Daniel and Mary want to dedicate Isaiah to you. Lord, we bring him, and we ask in the wonderful name of Jesus that you would have your hand on this little guy's life. Lord, I feel my hand on his little warm hand, and Lord, I know your everlasting arms are around him. So, Lord, we bring Daniel before you, and we pray that you would work in his life and that you would develop everything about him to your glory, and that, Lord, in a world that's going to make war against his heart, who's going to want the world that's going to tear at his desires, we pray that he, from the youngest possible age, would know that you love him. And Lord, we pray the very same thing for Malcolm Emmanuel. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would have your hand on his life, that, Lord, he would just know your love and your kindness. And that, Lord, we pray for both of these young guys that, Lord, as you would develop all the things that you've woven into the fabric of their being, that they would grow in grace and in stature and in the knowledge of God before the world, and that they would grow up knowing you and loving you and being witnesses for you in this world. And we ask this of you for them, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless you guys. Well, Shauna Abel.
And we're skipping the Hananuchis.
Okay. Is going to bring Bo up here. Bo is 1 year old. And if we could have Gavin and Laura bring up little Arlo, we're going to pray for you guys together. How awesome this is. Yes, grandparents can be here. Come on up, guys. Come on up, come on up. Father, we bring Shauna before you, and we pray that you would give her all that she needs to nurture and encourage and bestow on little Bo the truth about you. And Lord, we pray for Gavin and for Laura, Lord, as they're going to be the living letter. Your testimony of who you are to little Arlo. Lord, give these parents all that they need to train their children, raise them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And Lord, that's going to take a lot on their part. It's going to require your kind of love, and so pour it out upon them, Lord. And Lord, for Arlo, Lord, for little Bo, we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus that you would cause these lives to develop physically, emotionally, and above all, spiritually. Lord, we pray that from the youngest possible age that they might come to know you And Lord, I'm going to pray this for every child that, Lord, should you tarry, that they would be able to look back and say, I can't remember a day that I didn't love the name of Jesus. And we ask this of you in his wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Bless you guys. Yeah. We lost a shoe. Dude, I want shoes like that.
No Phoenix.
Okay. Well, next, David and Blythe Hoover are going to bring Finley Hoover. And Brent and Courtney are going to bring Jeremiah. So let's come up. And so I'm in number four now. I really am. But you guys can hang here. Am I missing somebody? Who? You're the Hoovers. Okay, so am I missing the Jacksons?
We're missing the Jacksons.
Okay, so we're missing the Jacksons. So we are on Hoover and... yes. But I was looking at this. I was looking at number three. We are prolific in this church. I'm just saying, guys. Come on in. 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 Father, thank you so much, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for Brent and Courtney, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for John and Michelle. And Lord, they have a history with you. And Lord, now we want their history with you to be imparted to their children. And Lord, I think of how in the Old Testament you told parents to teach their children the things that they know about you. And so, Lord, we bring the parents before you right now, and we pray in the name of Jesus that you would give them everything they need to love on their children with the love of God and to communicate to them the love of God. I pray especially, Lord, that they would look up at mom and dad and go, oh, I want to know the God that they know. So, Lord, would you give them all that they need? And so, Lord, we pray for little Jeremiah, Lord. We pray for Finley, Lord, and we pray for Andrew, Lord, and we ask, Lord, these our lives are so precious to you, we can't comprehend how precious. As much as mom and dad love them, Lord, you love them with a love that can't be fathomed. And Lord, we pray that mom and dad would be a vessel, a channel of that love. And we pray for these little lives, we pray for them that you would develop all of the things. They were fearfully, wonderfully made. They were knit together, Lord, for a reason, for your glory. Lord, develop every potential that you've woven into the fabric of their being so that they could live for your glory, that every talent would just point people to you by the way they live. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that as the world will just be vying for the affection of their hearts, that your love would always be greater, that they would always see that that whatever the world would offer, you have more because you are the ultimate. And Lord, we pray, Lord, again, I pray for them, Lord, that should you tarry, that they would look back and they would say, I can't remember a day that I didn't know and love Jesus. And we ask this in his wonderful name. Amen. Amen. Bless you guys. Welcome. Bless you. So go that way more. How awesome is that? Get in here. Bless you. Love you, little guy. Well, Flavius and Sarah are bringing up little Eli, and Eric and Alexa are bringing up Ivy. So we have an Ivy and an Eli. Wow. There you go. Awesome. Come on in tight, guys. Father, we bring before you Eric and Alexa. We bring before you Flavius and Sarah. And Lord, we thank you that you have entrusted these lives to them. And we thank you for the joy, the blessing that you have given to them in these little lives. And we pray for them that you would pour out on them everything they need to be mom and dad. Lord, everything that they would need, that, Lord, the way they look at their children, the way they think about their children, the vision for life that they impart to their children, that it would all come from what they know about you. And Lord, we pray that as their children grow up, that, Lord, they would see the way mom and dad live in this world for you, that the way mom and dad love you more than they love anything in this world. And we pray, Lord, that it, even in the hardest of times, there would be something of your goodness and kindness and grace that would just flow from them. And so, Lord, for Eli, for Ivy, we pray. Lord, meet them. Meet them in their childhood. Lord, may they come to know you. May they come to experience your love by way of their parents, by way of the church. Lord, we pray that you would cause them to grow up and to become the children, the adolescents, and Lord Jigitari, the young adults and adults that you want them to be, Lord. And again, I pray for them that, Lord, should you tarry, that they would be able to say, I can't remember a time that I didn't know the name of Jesus and love the name of Jesus. And we ask this in the wonderful name of Jesus, Lord, and we say it, Lord, please, amen. 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 Well done, Mom. Well done.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Are you kidding me? You're welcome. Yeah. I just get amazed at how, in the moment of crisis, moms rise. It's pretty amazing. It is pretty amazing. Yeah. So Andrew and Rachel are bringing little Saoirse, and Matt and Haley are bringing Lachlan up to dedicate to the Lord. So come on in, guys. Let's get in here. Father, we bring Andrew and Rachel before you. We bring Matt and Haley before you. And Lord, you have entrusted them with an amazing thing, the lives of their children, to raise them in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Lord, we ask for Mom and Dad that every resource that they need to be faithful in this trust, in this stewardship, that you would give it to them. Lord, we pray that now more than ever, as they hold their children, that they would go, I can't hold on to these other things in life. These other things, they'll just be distractions. So, Lord, I pray that they would process their adult lives in a way that as their children watch them, and they're going to be watching, that their children would go, oh, that's where life is. It's in Jesus. That whether Mom and Dad are working or whether they're just enjoying time with them, that they would know that Mom and Dad know that Jesus is the reason behind all of it. And then, Lord, we pray. Lord, we pray that you would give Lachlan, Lord, that you would give little Saoirse just a desire to know you. That they would be so curious about you. I remember the questions of our children just constantly asking about you. Lord, I pray that they would ask, and we pray that Mom and Dad would answer. Answer not just from memory, but from heart. And that you, who you are to them would resonate with their children. And so, Lord, for Saoirse, for Lachlan, we pray, would you please, Lord, protect them? Lord, would you please give them strength of body, soul, and spirit? We pray that you would make yourself known to them as they can know you at the youngest possible age. And for them, Lord, may they be able to say, I can't remember a time that the name of Jesus wasn't the most wonderful thing, that I didn't know Jesus and love him. And we ask these things of you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Bless you guys. Well, John and Taylor are bringing Amelia Verity, and David is bringing James. And why don't we also have Andre and Alyssa bring up Lucas as well? Father, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we want to say thank you for John and for Taylor. Lord, we want to say thank you for the children that you've blessed them with. And Lord, we pray for little Amelia, Lord, that you would let her see in Mom and Dad, in her siblings, see the truth about Jesus. That there would be something that she would know that is so tangible from the youngest possible age. And Lord, for John and Taylor, Lord, we pray that you would give them all that they need, Lord, all that they need. And especially as Taylor's expecting, again, Lord, we pray all that she needs physically, all that she would need emotionally and spiritually to be a part of the process of Amelia coming to know and love you. And then, Lord, we also, Lord, we want to pray for James, Lord, that he would see in Dad something that he just knows is life. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that for James and Amelia, that as they grow, that they would be growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And we pray for them as more than ever the darkness of the spiritual darkness in the world, it's just closing in. We pray that, Lord, you would always be that great light that would shine into that darkness. Be with them, hold them, care for them, we ask in Jesus' wonderful name. And then, Lord, we also, Lord, I want to pray for Lucas. Lucas is up here too. Did I call Lucas up? Yes. Lord, pray for Andre, and we pray for Alyssa. Lord, how parents need you in these days more than ever. Lord, we pray for them, Lord, so that as they are raising Lucas, Lord, that they would have the strength that they need. Lord, strength that would just be steadfast. Lord, I pray for all three of these families, for the parents to be strong, steadfast in their stewardship that you've entrusted them with. And again, for each of these children, we would ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray that they would grow up knowing and loving the name of Jesus. For it's in his wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you guys. Bless you, little guys. Bless you. Okay, we have one more family. Paul and Larissa are going to bring Ezra. Father, we come to you this morning, and Lord, we bring Mom and Dad before you because it's a stewardship, a trust from heaven that they're holding. And we pray great grace upon their lives, great wisdom upon their lives, great steadfastness. And Lord, you are the unchanging, the unfailing Lord, time and again, it says that the steadfast love of the Lord endures forever. So, Lord, may they just be so close to you that they would just be the expression of your steadfast love. And, Lord, we just would ask in the wonderful name of Jesus that, Lord, this little guy would grow in grace and in the knowledge. Lord, what a great name, Ezra. What a great man. He was a great teacher of your word. Lord, so we pray, Lord, that your hand would be upon Ezra, that with his life, even as a little guy, Lord, when he's a toddler, when he's in preschool, when he's in kindergarten, when he's in grade school, that your word would just be so much a part of his life that, Lord, he would be kind of a living example of the Old Testament Ezra, that the truth of who you are would just be seen and heard in the way he lives life. And again, we pray for him, that, Lord, he would know you in such a way as a child that he could look back one day and say, I can't remember a day I didn't love Jesus. And it's in the wonderful name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. So why don't you guys just wait down here? Guys, why don't you come on up? We're gonna do something that we've never done. So all you moms and dads and kids, come on up here and I want you to all stand right here. So I'm going to read something, and then parents, when I'm done reading it, your response is going to be, we are blessed, okay? So the first thing that I'm going to read, your response to it is going to be, and I'll say, and parents, you say, and you're going to say, we are blessed, okay? The second one, when I'm done reading it, you're going to say, parents, you're going to say, we are committed. Okay, so first one, we are blessed. Second one, we are committed. Yes, the symphony has begun. So let's do this. And so everybody, you can read on the screen this. The child you hold is a gift from your heavenly Father. Before the thought of your child entered your mind, your child's name entered your mind, the Lord had already determined that you, parents, you would become the parents of that child. Your child's birth is an occasion to celebrate and to reflect on God's goodness. So parents, what is your response? We are blessed. Even now. Okay, so here's the next one, and your response is going to be, we are committed, okay? Scripture commands you as parents to teach your child about the Lord Jesus Christ. Only then will they be adequately equipped for the challenges of life and sufficiently prepared to meet the Lord when he returns. But your child's spiritual welfare will not be accomplished simply by telling him about Jesus. Parents, your response is, we are committed. Awesome. Now, this is where we get church and these people connected, okay? By the way, I have one more thing for you to say. And you're also going to say, we are committed. It's the words of your mouth combined with the obvious presence of the Holy Spirit in your own life that will effectively communicate the message of God's love and saving power to your child. The birth of your children needs to inspire within you a greater resolve to let Christ shine through you by being even more intentional in your pursuit of holiness and the supremacy of God in your home. Parents, your response is, we are committed. Yes, thank you. Now, church, as a church, your response is going to be, number one, we are family. Okay, so when I'm done reading this, you're going to say, we are family. As a church, we are all a part of the family of God. As a family, we need to work alongside all of these parents in their efforts to portray Christ to their children. Are we merely spectators, or will we rise to the challenge of being brothers and sisters in Christ and exhibit godly characteristics and thus provide continuity in what is being taught at home and what is being seen in church? Congregation, what is your response? We are family. And one more to go, guys. As a family, we must also be willing to hold one another accountable and confront one another when a mistake is made in order that the purity and integrity of our commitments are maintained. You've heard these parents state their commitment to a greater level of Christlikeness for the sake of their children. Will you acknowledge their commitment and indicate your willingness to help them keep their promises in church? Your response is up here. Ready? We are witnesses. Can we all say praise the Lord? Praise the Lord. Awesome.